The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
It's time for Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, live from Brady's in downtown Hammond on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by North Shore Media Group. Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo is brought to you by Brady's in downtown Hammond, Boning Supermarkets, Rindy's Quick Stop, the Bill Hood Import Corner, Bloomberg & Associates, Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker, Miele Printing, Supreme Toyota, Creighton Townsend Homes, Tangipahoa Parish President Robbie Miller, Apocalypse Sports, Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, Allstate Agent Colby McCurdy, and Supreme Toyota. And now, live from Brady's in downtown Hammond, here's Alan Waddell.
All right, Lion fans, it's officially Nichols Hate Week here in Hammond, Louisiana, as the 36th edition of the Riverville Classic will be played on Thursday night here in Hammond at Strawberry Stadium in a 6 o'clock kickoff with a ton on the line as Southeastern has postseason aspirations after going to San Antonio this past Saturday and winning a close three-point ball game. Khalid Moore had a game-tying field goal block that put Southeastern to the one category that gave the Lions their eighth victory of the season and, again, stay very much alive for an NCAA postseason appearance here in 2025. The Lion defense was outstanding once again, held UIW to 7 points. KK Reno, 17 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, and a pass breakup. He was named Stats Performance FCS National Player of the Week. He was also Southland Conference Player of the Week. KK Reno, one of the seniors that will be honored this Thursday night. It's certainly a ton to talk about here tonight. We're live at Brady's. A lot going on here in downtown Hammond. We thank you so much wherever you are tonight where you're joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined with the head football coach of your Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo, right here at Brady's, as we're going to cover everything you need to know about inside Southeastern football right here on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
Rindy's Quick Stop Kitchen is a proud supporter of Southeastern Athletics and is located across from Southeastern Louisiana University at 306 West University Avenue. Rindy's Kitchen offers Louisiana favorites such as po' boys, fried chicken, and more. Rindy's Kitchen, open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 a.m. to midnight Saturday and Sunday. Give Rindy's Quick Stop Kitchen a call at 985-543-6954. Rindy's Quick Stop Kitchen, proud supporter of Southeastern Athletics. Line up.
Hey, tailgaters, want to be MVP of game day? Head over to Boning's Markets to stock up on chips, dips, and all your favorite munchies. Fire up the grill with barbecue essentials or grab a sandwich tray from the deli for a quick win. Need dessert? Cookies and cakes from the bakery are always a crowd pleaser. And for drinks, beer, wine, and specialty liquors, they've got those too. Stop by one of their four convenient locations today. Petico, Ponchatoula, Robert, and LaRonger. Visit boningsmarkets.com. Or follow them on Facebook for all the specials.
Fall is here, and so are the savings. Scott DeVere here at Bill Hood Hyundai. Whether you're heading to Friday night football or a Saturday tailgate, do it in style on one of our newly arrived 2026 Hyundais. Come see us now and take advantage of our low rates, amazing lease offers, and the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty. Don't let these deals blow away with the leaves. Come see us today at Bill Hood Hyundai or visit us online at billhoodhyundai.com.
Life is unpredictable, so when the unexpected happens, you need more than just an insurance policy. You need a trusted agent by your side, guiding you through the claims process. That's exactly what you'll find at Bloomberg & Associates, where they believe in building lasting relationships with their clients. You'll work with the same agent and dedicated customer service representative, giving you peace of mind when it matters most. Why wait? Visit them today at 1180 Highway 51 in Ponchatoula.
All right, welcome back. Just getting it cranked up here at Brady's in downtown Hammond. I'm Alan Waddell. This is Inside Southeastern Football with head coach Frank Selfo. As a ton going on here. It's happy hour all day and night on Mondays here at Brady's. Also, 99 Cent Wings. They got Monday Night Football going on in here. It's a great place to be, and we're glad to be talking Lion football, especially after a big victory as Southeastern went on the road and knocked off UIW, and we get ready for the Riverboat Classic this week, a short week as Southeastern will play on Thursday night. At this time, we're going to welcome to the show the head football coach of your Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo. Coach, thanks for being here. Congratulations on going to San Antonio, a place that's very difficult to win, and picking up a victory on Saturday.
It is. It was awesome. I mean, such a, I don't know, to be in a locker room after the game or to be on the field after the game with our guys was just, they poured everything into that game, and it was just spectacular. You know, we've been, I've never won over there. And it was, and I told the team that, and I said, man, we gotta get one. We got to win that one, and we figured it out. You know, you just, I mean, when you go into a place and you do the things that we were able to do and capable of doing, and we get it done, it's so rewarding. Excuse me, for our players and staff, all of you, to have that to have it take place, and that's what was so much fun, and it was just awesome. Give yourselves a round. I was jacked up after the game. I was looking for a beer after the game, looking for somebody over there had a beer. I was going to drink a beer right there. It was just, that's how excited. And honestly, all the wins that I've had here, that might have been the most satisfying win I've been a part of because of all the everything involved, you know, where the season was, what we just came off of, a heartbreaker at Beaumont and everything else, to be able to bounce back against a team that's really playing well, that, you know, the so-called experts put them in the top five and all that stuff, and a place we've never won before. So it was pretty cool. It was awesome.
Well, Coach, you know, you look at this thing, and we're talking a lot about Nichols tonight, about the Riverdale Classic on Thursday
Absolutely.
Night. But, you know, the rivalry that's been built between Southeastern and UIW has been pretty big as well. You know, I was looking at it today. The last five meetings between – the Lions and the Cardinals has been a one-possession game.
That's right.
And the last few have been 3 points or less. You know, we went over there a few years ago, and it was a 55-52 shootout. And then this time, it's 10-7. A totally different type of game than that's usually been played in this series, but you came out on top.
Well, you know, when you look at it, Alan, we put everything together. We looked at the last four times we went over there. We're averaging almost 40 points a game. On those four times we went to San Antonio to play, average 40 points a game, two turnovers a game, about 6.5 penalties a game, 3 sacks a game. The other day we went over there and we got 0 sacks, we had 0 turnovers, we had 0 penalties within the play itself. We kept the football for almost 32 minutes. And we won. And we won. So, you know, what do you want to do? You want to score a bunch of points and say, man, that's the greatest game I've ever seen, and we lose. No, that's miserable. You walk into that locker room, you win a game, I don't care what it is. That is, there's no better feeling than to do that. And it's we said going into the game, take care of the football. Don't get behind the chains. Let's see if we can – let's grind this thing out. And that was our game plan going in. And we had some opportunities to score. We didn't take advantage of them. Missed a couple of field goals. Got bogged down offensively. But we just kept grinding away on both sides of the football and special teams. And we won the game. And that's what it's all about. I don't, you know, I said something I shouldn't have said. Richie called me up right after, was yelling at me and everything else. And I apologized to him. But it's the passion that those kids had to be able to do what they did. Spectacular, man. It was awesome. Beautiful thing to see.
I mentioned it in the intro, KK Reno. I mean, what a performance by this young man. he's always been a really good player here, and he's just kind of elevated himself to one of the greats, you know, that's ever wore the uniform. 17 tackles in this one, 1.5 tackles for loss, a pass breakup. He was stats perform FCS National Player of the Week, also Southland Conference Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah.
What a special player. You know, I know we've talked about him a lot this year. But, you know, back-to-back weeks, double-digit tackles. He's over, 110 tackles for the season. A Louisiana kid from New Iberia.
Great city of New Iberia.
But man, talk about that young man's performance and the defense as a whole. This was a 10-0 game, a lot of the game. I mean, I really kept
– all the way down to the second-to-last possession, 7 minutes left, and he went 99 yards and scored, you know. So, yeah, when you talk about KK Reno – his evolution as a player, we signed him out of Catholic High in New Iberia. He was a safety. He was a running back. And we converted him to a linebacker. And he has it. And what he's done. His maturity level has continued to grow. He came in, probably wasn't ready to play much, and then he has just grown and grown. Became a special teams guy, did a great job on special teams, got his foot in the door defensively, started playing as a sophomore. His junior year, he's all conference. This year, he's got 110 tackles, which is 11th in the country, right, Kim? 11th in the country. But this is a guy that he hasn't played much in the second half for about six games. So he is, I mean, when you look at his production and his tackles per plays played, it's through the roof. And because a lot of the games were blowouts and we got him out of the game, right? Because we can't afford anything to happen to him. So we've taken him out of the game. And just his leadership, who he is as a person, has and that's where we're at. You know, we and I know I bring this up every time about NIL and the money and everything else. KK had a chance to leave here. And when Caleb stayed, KK said, I want to be a part of that. That was one of the ones that Proctor went after. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's about. It's about them wanting to be together to do something special. And for us to continue to do these things, we have to fund this program.
Coach, talk to me about that final sequence. You know, again, a wild one there at the end. You know, when we're up 10-0, they have the ball on the one-yard line. It felt like we're up 30, you know, with 7 minutes left. You're up 10, but it felt like we're up 30. I mean, we had totally shut them down the entire game. They go 99 yards and put a touchdown on the board. Then they throw a prayer up, and it's answered. And they make a catch on 3rd and 25 to one of the premier players in the country. Walthall's fantastic. He's a great player.
He's a fantastic. Let me tell you this. He's one of the best players in the country, but I will tell you this. They had to move him from where he was to get him to football because Zach Johnson, our corner, absolutely locked him down the whole game. Had three PBUs, did not allow him to. They had to bring him inside just so he could get some catches. The other night. I don't know what his numbers were. I forget what they were. But they had to move him inside to get some catches. And prior to that last play, which was a spectacular play, that's what an All-American looks like. And he's an All-American. But Zach locked that guy down for the whole game. Wherever he went, we put Zach on him. And he was outside. Zach was there. So they had to move him inside to get him to football prior to that last play. And, you know, so it was just, I mean, when you look at our players, I appreciate those guys and what they're able to do against everybody. And sometimes it makes me mad that other people just get a lot of notoriety and our guys don't. We got some good players and we got some great kids on our football team.
Absolutely. Zach Johnson was tremendous in this game. Again, Jalen Walthall was one of the top players in the country coming back this year.
Absolutely.
He made an incredible play, and they get it down there and have a chance to kick a field goal and send this thing to overtime. And in a game where it felt like we had it totally in control, they made a little run there at the end.
They did.
But talk about Khalid Moore. You know, I don't know how many people realized on the kick that kick was blocked.
Yeah.
That he
yeah.
got a hand on there.
Well, you know, on that catch, Allen, you talk about a flashback. You go back to 21. Cam Ward threw up a prayer. We were winning. We were up in that game. Cam Ward threw up a prayer, and it was 40-something yards, and it just fell in the guy's hands in the end zone. And I just had the same flashback, and I went, you got to be kidding me. This is not happening again. And, you know, so when they got down there close, our defense coordinator, Billy DeTavia, you know, we communicate on the headsets, and he goes, a lot of times he'll say, hey, he wants to know what offensively what they're thinking, right? And I said, why would they, they're in field goal range now. So I think they're going to try to get a little bit closer and then take a shot. They got time. They can do that. They got a chance. I think that's what I would throw the football right here. I try to get the ball down the field. Well, they ran it. And then he said, oh, nice call. I go, I know. And he goes, what about now? I said, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I got no idea. So he said, well, we're going to play this, which is okay, but it's really going to – it'll hold us off on – at worst, what's going to happen? They got to kick a field goal. We go to overtime, and then let's go play, right? So, you know, we said, all right, just keep them right there. Just don't let it get anything over the top. And that's what we did, and they ran it again. And you went, okay, good. And we stopped it. Ahmad Bradley came in and stopped it. Had a big play right there in the middle. And then Khalid Moore, and then what happened? They lined up. He was behind their left guard tackle right there. What he does, he lines up where he thinks the kick is going to go. Like if it's on the right hash, which it was, it's going to go a little bit left. So he lined up over there. And then he just jumped and got a piece of it, and it hit the crossbar. Man, it's just such a good – oh, my God, was it a good feeling, baby. He kicked their ass over there. It was awesome.
Lions win.
It was so good. I can say that, Richie. You told me that's a good word.
Lions win.
Oh,
let's take a
sorry,
break.
Lincoln.
Just getting it started here on Inside Southeastern Football. We got a lot going on.
Yeah,
as you
we
can
do.
Tell, it's going to be a lively show here. We'll be with you until 8 o'clock. Let's take a break. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, presented and live by Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
Mealy Printing is a proud supporter of Southeastern Athletics. Mealy Printing has served the North Shore, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge metro areas for over 35 years with an emphasis on meeting customer expectations and firm deadlines. Mealy Printing offers both digital and offset printing solutions and specializes in various types of marketing, statement, and variable data campaigns. Check them out online at mealyprinting.com. Mealy Printing, proudly supporting Southeastern Athletics. Line up.
School zones ensure our children's safety when they arrive and leave from school. I'm Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker reminding you to be aware of the school zone signs and please slow down and drive the speed limit. School zones are busy, so please be alert for students crossing the street, boarding and getting off buses, and getting into other vehicles. Also, as always, stay off your cell phones when driving. And for all of our students and staff, let's have a safe and successful school year.
Hey Lions fans, this is Bo Gray again with Supreme Toyota in Hammond. Not only can you always expect more from your Supreme Toyota family, but expect more green and gold this football season. The green you'll save on all new Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, and the gold championship trophy the Lions will be playing hard for this year. So line up with Supreme Toyota, Cajun 107.1, and the Highway 104.7 before every home game live from Friendship Circle. So go green, go gold, and go Lions!
Lock and load your magazine.
Apocalypse Sports, Louisiana's largest firearm selection and indoor shooting range, is hosting the iRay Knock Picks event day, November the 22nd. Come meet the rep. Get free live thermal scope demonstrations, score exclusive deals, grab some free swag, and enter to win awesome prizes. It's one day only, November the 22nd, and only at Apocalypse Sports. Right off the I-55 service road in Ponchatoula. Be there and get the savings all weekend. Apocalypse Sports. Lock in. Load up.
The Lions can get a miss here. A miss, a false start. Kick is up. Sidewinder hits.
He missed it.
Missed it. Lions yes! Gonna win and hang on.
Holy.
And the curse is over.
What kind of curse is it? We ain't got a curse. We ain't got a curse.
How
what are you doing,
that?
Willoughby? Shut up. We ain't no curse.
Hey, you know, I'll tell you, we as a radio crew, we always joke and we call UIW the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Because weird things happen there. And it's kind of like another weird one. You know, another one that comes down to one possession, a ball hits the crossbar, and the Lions get out of there with a victory. As, man, what a great win for Southeastern as they knock off UIW. They move to 8-3, pick up their eighth Division I win of the season, and have themselves very much alive. For an FCS playoff berth with a lot on the line this Thursday night as they'll take on Nicholls State, the Colonels right here in Strawberry Stadium. Coach, this was again, we talked about it. You know, we've been in this series with UIW, a lot of shootouts. This was a low-scoring game on both sides. I thought both defenses played really well.
We lost all of those. I mean, we lose all those shootouts over there. That's why we took a different approach.
How about this? The fewest points scored by Southeastern in a win since 1983. That shows you what kind of, you know, game it was. It was a low-scoring, low-possession game. Both teams were really running the football a lot. You know, we had some big plays in the passing game. DeAndre's touchdown, talk about that run. A great individual effort. A tremendous open field run by DeAndre. He's been doing that all year.
Yeah, I mean, that's just who he is, though. I mean, it was, you know, there were some things that they did that they have not done all year long defensively. But they did do a couple. They kind of stayed true to form on a couple of things, especially down and distance-wise. And we were able to get the screen called at that time when It was pressure. It's going to be man. That's what we wanted. And we were able to get that called. And, you know, we've run it a couple of times this year. And different guys out of the backfield and everything else. And when he hit it, Holden, if you look, Holden Kariakowski made a heck of a block out in the open field on a guy. And then he made two guys miss, and it took it to the end zone. It was just really good. The play design was good. It was executed well and ended up in a touchdown because of Didi's, you know, what he's able to do.
Coach, I thought a big factor in this game was Jack Hunter and his ability to pin them inside the 20-yard line, a lot of times inside the 10. We talked about – I know they had the long drive, but, we played it about as good as you can play it, pinning them at the 1 yard line. It seemed like the entire game they were trying to go 80 and 90 yards, and I think that played a lot into the success we had defensively.
Well, you know, you just got to think about it. You know, every year we talk about special teams and people don't pay attention to it. He had 5 punts downed inside the 20, 3 of them inside the 10, and the last one inside the 1. And that's, you know, you look at that offensively, you got to go the whole field. It's just tough. It's demoralizing at times. But that was, you know, we were hoping the game kind of played out like that, where it was going to be a field position type deal. You know, so it was he's just really coming to his own, Alan. I think it early in the year, last year he struggled at times from a consistency standpoint. This year he's gotten more and more consistent, and probably in the last 5 or 6 weeks he has really come on, and he's a weapon. He's an absolute weapon. He's got a big-time leg, and you know, he's really, from a consistency basis, he's doing a heck of a job.
Coach, I'll ask you, you know, as the game plays out the way it does in this one, you know, there was a few times there in the second half, we had the ball, you know, inside their territory.
Yeah.
If the game's more of an offensive game, maybe you're going for it in some of those situations. In this one, you just punted it and tried to play defense. Is that something that's predetermined going into the week, or is that something that's just kind of how the game plays out?
No, we talked about it. Look, I told you, we pulled up the numbers. We've averaged 40 points a game in 4 games over there, and we lost every one of them. We got penalties. We got turnovers in every one of those games. And we said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do everything that we can to not have turnovers, to not have penalties, to get time of possession, control the football, and don't give them a shot. No TFLs, no sacks. Make them work against our defense, which is our strength. We all know that. And it played out that way. I wasn't worried about where we got to go. Now, we faked a punt early. It was a gift. They gave it to us, so we took it. And Caleb Proctor checks that. We give him the authority to go ahead and check it. If he likes it, take it. And that's what he did. He got the look that we wanted, so he checked that. But that's how the game played out. So we were going to if we got it down there, we didn't get a first down, just punt it, make them drive 85 yards. If not, we're going to stop them. They're going to punt it back to us. We got another short field, and that's why we wanted to play it.
Coach, I thought we did a really good job of not allowing them to get into their tempo either. You know, that offense is dictated on getting that first down. And when you get the first down, then they start speeding up. But, you know, you really watch the game play out. There was a couple of series where they really kind of got into the tempo, but not much because we did such a good job on first down.
Well, their first drive, they did a pretty decent job, right?
They caught us on the field.
They caught the big play on the offsides. But other than that, they did nothing else. The last drive in the 99-yard, they had the scramble. Then, the second to last, they had the big scramble and then the big run. And then other than that, the long pass. Other than that, it was a complete shutdown. And I think that when you're able to take them out of that, put them in a third down situation where they've got to execute, I think that plays in our strengths.
Absolutely. Lions win this one 10-7. Again, it's a different looking game than it's looked in the past in this series. But, hey, the Lions come out with a victory in this one. And they win it 10-7. Really a wild ending to this game. Again, UIW kind of throws up a prayer at the end. They hit it, but the Lions then hold them. They go for a field goal. Southeastern blocks that field goal. And they get out of there with the victory. As you know, Southeastern so far through FCS against FCS opponents this year, Coach, you're only giving up 12 points a game, 11.9 points per game. Yep. Another tremendous. I think 5 of our conference games to this point we've given up a touchdown or less on defense. I mean, it's really remarkable the run this group's been on.
Yeah, I mean, we got some good players and great coaches on that side of the football and do a good job. And you know, just we've been saying it from the beginning of the year, we got a good football team and. You know, I just when you go back and look over the course of this season, and even last season, when you look at our last, well, we were 6-1 last year in conference, we're 7-1 right now, or 6-1 right now. So we're 12-2 in the last 14 conference games. We lost a 3-point game and a 2-point game. I mean, that's a pretty dadgum good resume, and one we're proud of, but it's those seniors. Those seniors have given us the quality leadership that we need off the field, on the field, in the locker room, everywhere, and that's why we're getting the results that we're getting.
Coach, any concern about third down? I know last week you weren't happy at Lamar. This week it wasn't. It was better, but still didn't. We had a few situations. Probably could have extended some drives and didn't.
We're 4-16, and then we had 2 fourth down conversions and the fake punt. So you're looking at 7-16 drive continuance, and but that's still not good enough. No. We're better than that. We had some execution things that we got to do a better job of, and you know, again, you continue to work. But you also got to remember now, we played 2 really good teams on the road, and that factors into it. Sometimes you go, well, you know, this is what y'all did. I know, who were we playing? Little Sisters of the Poor wasn't on the other side. That was a good-looking football team that plays really well. And, you know, they did a good job too. But we got to be better. We got to be cleaner in our execution. Absolutely.
I'd say, you know, and I know that the last couple of weeks hasn't been a huge offensive output for Southeastern on point total.
No.
But if you look – and this just shows you how good it's been this year, though. You know, you've played 9 FCS games. You're still averaging almost 40 points per game.
I know.
With the last 2 weeks, not scoring a bunch of points.
And you know, also sitting out the second half. I could say the same thing about defense. If we played our guys 4 quarters, I think we're going to have more than two shutouts this year. I think we'll have more than 2 shutouts. I promise you that. There's a couple of teams on our schedule that wouldn't have scored against our starters. But, you know, we're playing for the long game, too. You know, we want to make sure these guys are healthy. Same thing, having a time of possession offensively, not allowing our defense. This is the most plays Caleb Proctor and K.K. Reno and Ian Goodley and Zach Johnson and Cam Ford and these are the most plays this past week they played all year long. And so that's, you know, they were able to do that because throughout the course of the season they haven't been playing a lot of plays. We've had 3 or 4 games where all those guys played 25 and 30 plays, and that was it because we pulled them out when we started the second half or early in the third quarter.
Lions win 10-7 at UIW. It sets up a huge one this Thursday night. Riverbell Classic Week here in Hammond. We'll play on Thursday night right here in Strawberry Stadium. Let's take a break. We'll have more. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, presented and live by Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore News.
Creighton Townsend Homes is a proud sponsor of Southeastern Athletics. If you would like a custom-built home on your property, call Creighton Townsend Homes at 985-419-9883. Creighton Townsend Homes, I-12 and Airport Road in Hammond.
Hi, this is Robbie Miller, Tangible Parish President. We live in such a beautiful area, but sometimes people litter. The only cure for litter is you. We would love your help in keeping Tangipahoa beautiful. Whether it's just you doing your part by not littering or by joining one of our cleanups, be a part of the solution, not the pollution, and help us keep Tangipahoa beautiful.
Tangi Lifestyles Magazine and Tangipahoa Economic Development want to know who you think the best is, and we want you to go vote at TangiLifestyles.com. Best barber, best lawyer, best bartender, best dentist, best financial advisor, you get the point. You gotta hurry though, voting ends December 7th, and the winners will be featured in the February edition of Tangi Lifestyles. So hurry, vote today for our Reader's Choice Awards, brought to you by Tangi Lifestyles Magazine and Tangipahoa Economic Development. Go to TangiLifestyles.com.
Running a business isn't easy. You need more than a bank. You need someone in your corner. Hi, I'm Hart Bordelon, market president with Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. At Gulf Coast Bank, you get a team that knows the local market, offers the tools to help you succeed, and a banker that actually picks up the phone. Whether you're growing your operations or managing day-to-day cash flow, your team at Gulf Coast Bank is here to help. Get the most bank for your business. Come meet the Gulf Coast Bank team, and let's make it happen. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Creighton Townsend Homes is a proud sponsor of Southeastern Athletics. If you would like a custom-built home on your property, call Creighton Townsend Homes at 985-419-9883. Creighton Townsend Homes, I-12 and Airport Road in Hammond.
All right. Hey, welcome back. About halfway home here on Inside Southeastern Football with Coach Frank Selfo. We're live at Brady's in downtown Hammond. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, a lot going on here. They got Monday Night Football, 99 Cent Wings on Monday. Also, happy hour all day and night. And, Coach, at this time, we always bring up a special guest from our community. And why don't you introduce us to our guest this week?
Yeah, this is a guy I've gotten to be really good friends with. He's a big supporter of our program. He does so much for us. He was... we started the Feed the Lions program. I reached out to him, local restaurant owner, Tina, and I said, I need some help. I got a vision, and I don't know how to get it executed. What do you think I need to do? And he just gave me some stuff and helped me along the way. And next thing you know, and I was looking for 6 to 8 people maybe to help out. And the next thing you know, I wake up, and we got 19 restaurants in the Hammond area that just joined in. And you know, it's because of guys like this. So he does all of our pregame meals. It's a good luck charm. We got to have them. So Chance Kitchen, our owner of Chena Restaurant right here in downtown Hammond. Man.
Also our kickoff sponsor.
Great
every time
place.
Every time we kick off, it's brought to you by Chena.
Oh, I didn't know that. Right. Nobody tells me that stuff. I can't hear it.
Chance, thanks for spending some time with us, man. What's going on over at the restaurant?
Oh, not too much.
There's a lot going on. Why are you lying?
There's always stuff going on. But he didn't think that whenever he asked me about that, I told him, I said, Coach, nobody, his plan that he had, I told him, I said, nobody's going to say no to that. And he didn't believe me. And he called me 3 days later, and he said, I got 18. I said, how many told you no? Nobody. So it was a great feeling.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. You know, and that's what I think people don't understand about Hammond. You know, it's just sometimes you just ask. People are willing, but nobody asks. Nobody reaches out. And being able to sit down and talk to all these people, all the restaurant owners, all, you know, Chad and Glenn here, and everybody, Scott, I mean, Jonathan, Mark, everybody around the community just is looking forward, doing some help. And I don't know, this guy here, he's a ringleader, I can tell you that. He gets in a lot of stuff, and most of it's good. Most of it's good.
So what's going on over there? Anything? I know it's Christmas party season. You got different things going on. Talk about what's going on at the restaurant.
Christmas party season is upon us. We're gearing up to feed the football team Wednesday night, and hopefully we get a couple more meals out of that. But we did just start our holiday gift card program, which Chena's been open. We're almost this is our 6.5 years. This is our 6th Christmas.
6 years, wow.
So our gift card promotion started on Friday, and it runs through Christmas Eve. You buy $100 worth of gift cards, and you can break those down any way you'd like. And we give you 25 free. And a lot of you regulars, y'all know how to work the system, which I'm totally good with. I don't mind you getting your 25, and, you know, you can always use it. It's fine. It's holiday season, so.
Chance, you know, I know you've been a part of the restaurant community here in Hammond for a long time. And, you know, I think one thing that's so unique about our setting here is that, and I think it's one of the big selling points to the community, is you just have a lot of restaurants that aren't chains, that are individual, you know, that are individual owned restaurants that are unique. I mean, it's got to be cool to be a part of that, like that little network right here. It's not like that everywhere, and we have something special here.
Well, and, you know, the majority of us all get along very well. We lean on each other. Everybody has a certain select group that they talk to a little more often, but we all can reach out to each other anytime. I mean, Chad and I have been friends for a long time. I don't know how much ice I've barred from him here in the past 6-8 months. I can't get my ice machine to work continue working, but that, just little things like that. And, I always said this, you can never have enough good restaurants.
Nope.
The better your restaurant scene is in your community, the more people are coming to your town to eat. And nobody eats at the same place every night. You got to have plenty of places to go. And downtown Hammond, for example, is a perfect place. You could park your car right here, and you could hit 4 different spots for one meal. You can have an appetizer. You can have a cocktail. You can have dessert over here. You can go all over. So, you know, I support everybody.
I know. I saw that we were kind of chatting off the air. I know they had the event at the baseball field on Friday night while we were all in San Antonio, and you provided the food for the birdies and bourbon deal that with the Dukes of Hammond.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit for those people that maybe weren't there and didn't see it.
You know, there was a lot of unanswered questions, and, you know, they had a great sign up. It was really perfect weather. They got that. And everybody was excited, and there were a lot of people walking by wondering what was going on Friday night on the baseball field. But it was fun, and, you know, it was an easy little event. Raised a lot of money, and it was fun to see some people that really
How were some of those golf shots on the baseball? It was rough?
I mean, I hit a couple of them that were questionable, but I was not the worst one I seen.
Coach, you got anything else? Anything for Chance?
Well, you know, when we talk about, you know, he's talking about the Christmas season and everything else coming up. When you go in there, and he always has some type of specials or some little things going on. And the first few times I went in there, I was like, I wonder who this chef is. Who does all of this? Well, it's him. I mean, this is the guy that comes up with all this stuff. And it's been pretty cool. I said, I want to be your sous chef. He goes, nope, I'm not hiring. You cannot do anything. I'm not letting you back there with a knife in your hand and a drink in the other. And I said, I can do it, man. I can do it. But I think when you look at the quality of his food and what he does and the creativity, it's just so – it's one of our favorite spots. I mean, look, we're all – Holly and I eat out a bunch. We go to a lot of – we frequent all these – every place down here. We, you know, lunch, brunch, lunch, dinner, whatever. And Chena's one of our favorites. And if you hadn't been,
yeah,
he jumped into the Feed the Lions program. Our kids absolutely love it because he feeds us on night before the game. So the food that he brings over there for our guys is absolutely spectacular.
Well, Chance, awesome. Again, you just said, you know, it's been 6 years that you've had Chena here open in downtown Hammond. If you haven't been, shame on you. But I'm sure there's somebody right now in their car that's tuned in and going, where? You know, where's it at?
Yeah.
Give your restaurant a little plug here. Tell our listeners what's going on.
It's right here on the tracks, 123 Southgate Street. That's a
what
very
an address.
Easy address
that's
to
right.
remember. We'll also be catering the hospitality room in the S Club for the game Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. So
it's
get there
my
early.
First time doing that.
So get. What are you bringing in?
Well, we're doing appetizers from I guess 3 till kickoff, which will be we're gonna have some meatballs, the Italian meatballs, and we're doing some little mini muffaladas, and then Miss Anna she wanted lasagna for the entree.
Nice.
So we're doing our homemade lasagnas for that, which our lasagnas only – we don't offer it at the restaurant. We do it for catering and for family pans to take home.
We've had that. So, it's very good.
So, yeah, so that's going to be in the S Club during the game.
I might run in there at halftime.
Okay. I'll save you a plate, Coach.
All right, that's Chance Kitchen. He's the owner, operator, chef. He does it all over there at Chena with his great staff. Thank you so much for being
here. My son Lincoln over there.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, how about Lincoln?
He's
Lincoln's
running
the show.
The board.
He's a kindergartner at lab school.
Yeah, we finally got a quality what is that, director, producer, whatever.
On-site engineer.
On-site engineer. There he is right there.
All
driving
right.
a train.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Stelfo, presented live at Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by North Shore Media Group.
When it comes to protecting what you love, you want an insurance agent that cares more. Cares more about your world, more about what you need. And that's exactly what you'll get with Ponchatoula Allstate agent Colby McCurdy. An agent who doesn't just know what it's like to live in Ponchatoula, but one who wants to protect life here as much as you do. Contact Ponchatoula Allstate agent Colby McCurdy for your free quote today. Allstate, you're in good hands. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Hey, tailgaters, want to be MVP of game day? Head over to Bonings Markets to stock up on chips, dips, and all your favorite munchies. Fire up the grill with barbecue essentials or grab a sandwich tray from the deli for a quick win. Need dessert? Cookies and cakes from the bakery are always a crowd pleaser. And for drinks, beer, wine, and specialty liquors, they've got those too. Stop by one of their 4 convenient locations today. Petico, Ponchatoula, Robert, and LaRonger. Visit BoningsMarkets.com. Or follow them on Facebook for all the specials.
Fall is here, and so are the savings. Scott DeVere here at Bill Hood Hyundai. Whether you're heading to Friday night football or a Saturday tailgate, do it in style on one of our newly arrived 2026 Hyundais. Come see us now and take advantage of our low rates, amazing lease offers, and the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty. Don't let these deals blow away with the leaves. Come see us today at Bill Hood Hyundai or visit us online at BillHoodHyundai.com.
School zones ensure our children's safety when they arrive and leave from school. I'm Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker reminding you to be aware of the school zone signs and please slow down and drive the speed limit. School zones are busy, so please be alert for students crossing the street, boarding and getting off buses, and getting into other vehicles. Also, as always, stay off your cell phones when driving. And for all of our students and staff, let's have a safe and successful school year.
All right, welcome back. This is Inside Southeastern Football, and if you don't remember, it's Nicholls Hate Week here in Hammond. Southeastern will take on the Nicholls State Colonels on Thursday night, 6 o'clock kickoff in Strawberry Stadium. Actually, 6:02 kickoff in Strawberry Stadium as the Lions and the Colonels will get together for the 36th playing of the Riverbell Classic. We're going to talk more about that here in just a few moments. Before we do that, we're going to wrap up the UIW game as Southeastern went on the road and knocked off the Cardinals, picked up their 8th win of the year in dramatic fashion. A blocked field goal at the end of the game got Southeastern out of San Antonio with a victory. And coaches,
One thing, Alan, on that trip, we got to the airport and we're out on the tarmac. And they were screening our kids and everything else, and the players are going on. I'd already gotten on the plane, so I was up at the top. I think y'all probably still on the bus.
Yeah.
And a big red plane came in and went over and parked. Yeah. And then a guy gets out, and I don't know, a couple of our guys wave, and he waves back. Here he comes walking towards our players. And I was like, geez, who the heck is this guy? Now, the reason this story's coming up, because I just saw him right now on the Manning cast. So this guy starts walking towards our players, and then you look down, and it's Shane Gillis, the comedian. And he grabs our players, and the next thing you know, they're high-fiving, shaking hands, taking selfies and pictures and everything else. It was just so awesome, man. For him to walk all the way across to see our players.
He walked
players,
a long way.
Yeah, he walked a long way, and he walked right over there. All of his whole entourage was sitting over there, but he came all the way to our guys and shook hands and got a chance to talk to them and take pictures and everything else. And it was just a special moment. They were so excited, you know, to see somebody like that because he's doing these shows in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, and he was doing a show Saturday night in New Orleans.
Exactly. So just
pretty cool plane he was on, too, huh?
Yeah, he told one of the guys, they go, you got a red plane? He goes, that ain't mine. I would never use a red plane.
And it had a lion on it.
And it did. It had a lion on the back. And he told Noah Devlin, he said, nah, that ain't my plane. I would never use a plane like that. I'm not going to be that color. But they said he was a funny guy, really interactive with our players. And it was really cool. So,
yeah. Glad you brought that up. That was really cool.
That was part of the trip. And I just, you know, pretty cool that it happened.
All right, let's take a look at our players of the week. First, before we do that, I want you to introduce us, Coach. We have our Garen Insurance Scout Team Players of the Week, also our Academic Line of the Week. They're over here to your left at our booth having a meal provided by Garen Insurance. Why don't you introduce us to these players that are right over here?
Yeah, these guys are cool, man. Our Defensive Scout Team Player of the Week from Bell Chase, Jacob Black. Wave, Jacob. There you go. I didn't know who the heck Jacob was for like a month. I don't know. And he has just lit things up, man. This guy's, you know, we go to roster limits at this coming year. It's going to be a hard 105 cap. So everybody's competing for a spot. This guy's going to have a spot. You watch and see. So it's pretty cool. Our Offensive Scout Team Player of the Week. It's a guy that's been playing for us a lot. And a little bit in his life got twisted around, right? And I said, you just need to take a week off to sit back and get your priorities. So he could do one of two things. He could sit back and pout and complain and say, woe is me. Or he can go to work and just give it all he's got. And he lit it up on Scout Team this past week, and that's Amari Alexander from Riverside. Really proud of this guy, man, doing what he did. Really proud of him. He's a train wreck half the time. He has no idea what the heck he's doing. But I love you, Amari. You know that. But he did. You know, you never know how you're gonna handle that. You know, I can't play. I'm not even going to make the trip. No, you're not. You're going to practice all week, and we'll see what happens for the next week. And he was just lights out, and it was pretty cool to see. So thank you, Mari. Thank you, man. Our special teams guy is another one, defensive back. He's from Cecilia, Louisiana. Another guy that's just it's been great to watch him as he continues to grow. And he's a freshman. He's a young guy. Watch what's going to happen in the future. We'll see where he goes. But Jalen Wilts from Cecilia, Louisiana. Wave higher, Jalen. You short. Nobody can see you. Thank you. And then all you guys know this guy. I just think he's one of the most dynamic players in the country. But he's our academic line leader of the week. He's a great player on the field. But in the classroom and study hall and everything else, our academic advisor, Morgan Holmes, said this guy walks in there and takes control of everything. He's on time with everything. He has an exceptional future on the field, but even a bigger future off the field. From East St. John, Dakai Joseph.
And he's saying, hey, stop having penalties so I don't have all these great returns called back.
Yeah, he had a great return this week. They won't punt it to him anymore. Well, I'm anxious to see. You know, Lamar did not punt to him. The other day they said, all right, we're going to punt one, and he ran out all the way back. We had the penalty, got a call back, and then after that they quit punting to him. So we'll see what happens this week if they'll step up and do that. But good job, the guy.
All right, let's talk, man.
He's a guy. He's a dude.
All right, let's talk about our Murphy Seafood, Sam and Chris Santora players of the week. You had co-defensive players of the week this week, Coach.
And neither one of them was KK Reno. How about that?
Yeah, and he was national player.
And neither one of them was KK Reno. So that tells you a lot there.
So Ahmad Bradley, he's a senior defensive lineman from Harvey, went to John Aaron High School. He had 8 tackles and a big sack in this game.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. And also, you talked about him earlier, Zach Johnson, a sophomore defensive back from Tampa, Florida. He had 3 pass breakups and 2 tackles. He leads the team with 11 pass breakups here in 2025. And he locked down Jalen Walthall.
He did. I mean, both of those guys were, you know, we go back and forth as a coaching staff, and each position coach pulls for the guys. And Coach Nunez was saying, KK did this, KK did this, KK, and then Ahmad did this, and Ahmad did this, and Zach did this, and Zach did this. And, you just went, gosh, dog, man, this is hard. Well, Charles St. Torrens does an excellent job. And I've asked him sometimes for Cole, but I said, we can't do 3, man. That hits the pocketbook pretty good over there at Murphy. But we went with Cole, went with those 2 guys. But it just kind of goes to show you sometimes that when you're just good all the time, you might get overlooked a little bit, and that's what happens to KK. We didn't overlook him. We obviously treasure him. But those other 2 guys really shined the other day, and they played well.
All right, offensive player of the week, DeAndre the Jet Jackson, a junior running back from Edna Carr High School in New Orleans, 79 total yards, 53 receiving, 26 rushing, and a very explosive touchdown. He leads the team with 7 rushing touchdowns and 10 total touchdowns. He's had a nose for the end zone all year.
Yeah, that guy's a good player, man. He's one of those guys, you got to figure out a way to get the ball in his hands and then do something with it. So he's not big, so you worry about durability sometimes, and that's why you got to get him in space. You got to figure out a way. You got to scheme him up and get the ball to him out in space.
And finally, he didn't score a touchdown this week, but he had a great week. Jack Hunter, the punter.
Back-to-back, Hunter the punter, man. How about that, huh?
From Scottsdale, Arizona, he averaged 38.5 yards per punt and did not allow UIW to have 1 return yard in this game. And 5 of his 6 punts were down inside the 20, 3 inside the 10, including 1 on the 1-yard line. He's been tremendous. And again, so congratulations to Ahmad Bradley, Zach Johnson, DeAndre Jackson, and Jack Hunter. They are Murphy Seafood, Sam and Chris Santora players of the week for the UIW game. Let's take our final break. We come back. We're going to spend the last 10 minutes on Nichols State. It's the Riverboat Classic on Thursday night right here on Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Suffo, presented in live at Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
Hi, this is Robbie Miller, Tangible Parish President. We live in such a beautiful area, but sometimes people litter. The only cure for litter is you. We would love your help in keeping Tangipahoa beautiful. Whether it's just you doing your part by not littering or by joining one of our cleanups, be a part of the solution, not the pollution, and help us keep Tangipahoa beautiful.
Lock and load your magazine.
Apocalypse Sports, Louisiana's largest firearm selection and indoor shooting range, is hosting the iRay Knock Picks event day, November the 22nd. Come meet the rep. Get free live thermoscope demonstrations, score exclusive deals, grab some free swag, and enter to win awesome prizes. It's one day only, November the 22nd, and only at Apocalypse Sports. Right off the I-55 service road in Ponchatoula. Be there and get the savings all weekend. Apocalypse Sports, lock in, load up.
Hey Lions fans, this is Bo Gray again with Supreme Toyota and Hammond. Not only can you always expect more from your Supreme Toyota family, but expect more green and gold this football season. The green you'll save on all new Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, and the gold championship trophy the Lions will be playing hard for this year. So line up with Supreme Toyota, Cajun 107.1, and the Highway 104.7 before every home game live from Friendship Circle. So go green, go gold, and go Lions!
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a really big tree near your garage. Now, I'm on your garage and car. And if you don't have the right insurance, the cost to fix this could leave you wishing money grew on trees. So bundle your home and auto with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
I'm Ponchatoula Allstate agent Colby McCurdy. Call or text my office today at 985-386-3538.
Based on coverage and limits selected, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Auto prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Head Coach Frank Selfo, presented live at Brady's and right here in South.
Hang on, we got it. We got a news alert. We got to just announce this. Everybody in your prayers and in your applause. Alan Waddell will be having a baby tomorrow morning, and he's here tonight. So make sure everybody knows that he's got a baby girl coming tomorrow. He's gonna name her Francine and call her Frank.
I don't know about
that. How beautiful is that? Oh, well, I shouldn't have let the news out so early. Yeah. But
well, anyway, I appreciate that.
How about
Coach.
That? It's so awesome, man.
Appreciate
it's
that.
So good, Alan.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about this Riverbell Classic. Thursday night right here at Strawberry Stadium. We have the beautiful trophy, Coach, here behind us. As those that don't know the history of this trophy, this table right here, I got a lot of information all week, and it's great. You know, Sigtal Gamma, they put this together in 1972.
Cameron Barr.
1972.
The initial guy, Cameron Barr, yeah. Yeah, great supporter of Southeastern Athletics.
And it was just an idea to take two schools divided by the river and have the bell, and it's the classic. And, man, what a rivalry it has been, Coach. You've played 35 times, Southeastern and Nichols. It's 18-17. I mean, it's like
it's
this is a true
right?
rivalry. Back and forth, again, no love lost between the two programs. You talk to the old-timers, and they say, hey, the heck with everybody else. This is the game. Now, yeah, Nichols is the game, and that's Thursday night here at Strawberry Stadium. And, Coach, it seems like every year there's a lot on the line when this game is played. Obviously for the trophy, but also for your team, certainly a lot on the line this year with a playoff berth right there in grasp. I guess – give us your thoughts of going into this one on Thursday.
Well, it's about the game, you know, and it's about our preparation this week for the game. But when you look, and it's remarkable, really. The last six times we've played, three in Hammond and three in Thibodeau, we have won every game in Thibodeau, and they have won every game in Hammond. Is that nuts? I mean, it's just, I don't ask
me
how it comes
that.
Out like that. We're going to break that streak. That's what we're looking to do this week. We're going to break that streak. But It's such an intense rivalry. The games come down to kicks and one point. And, I mean, it really is crazy. No matter what the record is, these games always get to be tight at the end. And it's fun. The fans get into it. The players get into it. The winning team grabs that bell and runs around the field. And it's just it's an awesome sight to be able to do that. And, you know, it is a true rivalry when it's that close and the fans are that close. And we got players on our team, probably 75% of the players in that game are from the state of Louisiana. Both of us, we make a conscious effort to recruit the state. Nichols has done that since Tim Rebo has been there. Now Tommy's continued that. I've done that since I've been at Southeastern. So the majority of the guys are there. A lot of them were either on the same team in high school and played with each other, or they were rivalries and played against each other. And it's just so cool to, you know, see the relationships and then the game come open. And then after the game, you just get to see everything. So it's a great atmosphere. You got to come out and see this. What else is going on Thursday night? I don't know. Nothing else. Nobody else is playing. Get your butts out to Strawberry Stadium. Tailgate, I think tailgate opens at what, 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
2 o'clock. You can start drinking at 11. You could come here, drink at 11. A lot of places in town to drink. Go drink at 11 and then get on out there to tailgate after that and get in the stadium, man.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the Colonels just a bit. You know, they've had kind of a weird year when you look at it. They opened in week zero. They took on UIW. UIW was ranked third in the nation at the time. They beat those guys in Thibodaux early in the year. Then they went on a losing stretch. But now they've won three out of their last four. They're probably playing their best football of the year right now. Talk about this Colonel team. I know that they've always hung their hat on being good on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, they are. You know, when you look them winning the UIW game, and then what did they do after that? They had to play two FBS schools. And it takes it out of you. Nobody, you know, you got to just think about that when you're putting things together. They played two FBS schools, and they played West Georgia, who is a very good team. They were beat down from those two, and then West Georgia snuck up on them. And then since then, they've kind of righted this ship a little bit, winning three out of the last four games, and then now they're looking, playing their best football, coming here in a rivalry game. What happens? Who knows what happens? I'm not worried about them as much. I'm worried about us. I want to make sure that we're doing everything that we even need to be able to do to get the job done. And that's had to come in practice this week. It's a short week. We fly back from San Antonio, get back to the complex about 11 o'clock, wake up Sunday morning. The coach is there up early. The Coudrains brought lunch for our staff and everything else. Thank you so much for that, Andre, and your group. And then, you know, worked, and we practiced yesterday with our players. And then we came out again today, practiced. Really good energy, a lot of positive energy, and that's going to carry over to Thursday. We've got to have to do that again tomorrow and Wednesday, and again on Thursday.
Coach, we've talked a lot about this senior class. They're going to be honored before this game. You look at the senior class by the numbers, 25 seniors, 24 players, and the head equipment manager, Kay Genovese, has been a very important part of the program.
Absolutely.
14 of those players already have their bachelor degrees, 12 members of the Southland Conference All-Academic Honor Roll, 5 All-Southland Conference players, 4 Southland All-Academic selections, and 2 All-Louisiana selections. Damn. Members of this senior class have been part of 40 wins, 5 winning seasons, 2 playoff appearances, and a Southland Conference championship. This has been a group that has been very important to Southeastern football and Southeastern University. Southeastern Louisiana
University. How cool is that group, man? They are very special to the university. This is a group that could have left. You know, after that 22 season, we really had a good year. We had a lot of guys coming back. We lost 9 guys to the transfer portal. Last year, we thought we had an opportunity to get into the playoffs. It didn't happen, and they had a decision to make about their future, and they stayed. They stayed with us, and that's that. And now we're having we're enjoying the results. We'll be able to watch and see them do special things on the field, and those guys getting their degrees and earning those degrees, and it's all Southeastern degrees. And they're going to always remember this. They're going to remember the Feed the Lions programs. They're going to remember the games. They're going to remember the taking the opportunity to bet on themselves instead of going out there somewhere else and staying here at Southeastern. And that's what it's all about, right? I think we got true college football players. We got guys that aren't looking for a paycheck. They're not looking for a handout. They're looking to play football at a place where the culture's good and they love each other and they play for each other.
All right, let me read you some of these names. Obviously, a lot of household names for Southeastern football. Yeah. K.K. Reno, Caleb Proctor, Brandon Hayes, Cameron Ford, Blaine Delahousse, Rodeo Graham, Rowan Briggs, Tyler Mansfield, Jordan Williams, Luke Besh, Corey Lorio, Jaden Henry, Ian Connerly Goodley, Guillermo Garcia Rodriguez, Justin Dumas, Josh Randall, Noah Devlin, Javin Turner, Dalton Allen, Holden Kariakowski, Deshaun Hewley, Jet Booker, Cade Collier, Ahmad Bradley, and again, Kay Genovese, head equipment manager. Let's run you through some details about the game. Yeah, let's give that a round of applause. Great group. We're going to honor them about 40 minutes before the game. Make sure you get into the stadium early. Let's tell you some details about the game real quick. Again, it's the 36th playing of the Riverbell Classic. 18-17, Southeastern leads the rivalry in wins. The first game was played in 1972. Nichols State actually won that game 31-9. No, I'm sorry. We won that game 31-9. I'm sorry. Bad note. Sorry. Last game, 2024, it was at Nichols. We won that game 19-16, a 3-point win. The game will be broadcast on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network. That's Cajun 107, the Highway 104.7, the Boss 97.7, and 1400 AM WFPR. Voice of the Lions, Mark Willoughby, Robbie Mahfouz on color. I'll be on the sideline, and Robbie Rhodes will be in the studio. You can always join us on the Supreme Toyota Gulf Coast Bank and Trust lineup tailgate party right there in front of Dyson Hall from 2:30 to 5:30 with Roger Gill and Blake Esta. Brian Shirey is going to have hot dog bar. The tailgating starts at 1 o'clock, line walk at 3 o'clock. It's supposed to be a great day, high of about 78 degrees. Coach, we have just about 30 seconds left to go on our show. Give us your final thoughts as we get ready for the regular season finale with a lot on the line Thursday night.
Get your ass to Strawberry Stadium, man. Let's go. Let's go. Bring it out. Let's see everybody out there, man. Just get as many people as we can. I know Nichols is bringing a bunch. They're going to bring, they've already said they're bringing a whole bunch of people up here. I don't want to hear them. I do not want to hear that other side. I want to hear our side. I want it to be loud and proud, and we'll show them what the green and gold is all about, but I can't wait. Like you said, we're going to be introducing all those guys before the games. If you can get in there a little bit early to see them and their families and everything else, I think it is pretty cool. But this is a huge – they're all huge games, but this when you play for the Riverbell, that's what's – it's so cool to be able to do that. So looking forward to it. Can't wait to see y'all out there Saturday night. Thursday night.
Thursday night. Black kickoff in the Barry. That's your head coach, Thursday Frank Selfo. Night. I'm Alan Waddell. This is Inside Southeastern Football with head coach Frank Selfo, presented by Brady's. Want to thank Brian Toner, our studio engineer, our on-site engineer, Logan Lyons, and the producer of Lion Football, Richie Clark. See you next time and line up right here on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
You've been listening to Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, live from Brady's in downtown Hammond on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group. Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo is brought to you by Brady's in downtown Hammond, Boning Supermarkets, Rendy's Quick Stop, the Bill Hood Import Corner, Bloomberg & Associates, Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker, Miele Printing, Supreme Toyota, Creighton Townsend Homes, Tangipahoa Parish President Robbie Miller, Apocalypse Sports, Slint Hearing and Balance Center, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, Allstate Agent Colby McCurdy, and Supreme Toyota. Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo is a production of the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group, Cajun 107.1, the Highway 104.7, and the Boss 97.7 FM, 1400 AM WFPR. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to lion up.